Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I am Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am back again this week to help you let go of fear and get your life in gear. I am so excited today. We have the most amazing guest and a wonderful show planned for you today. And I want to kick off the show by kind of throwing out a question to all of you out there listening. And that is this. Have you ever, if you look back on your life, are there those times when you've had someone just kind of show up in your life unexpectedly, someone that you weren't even looking for, that in a way was like a big surprise you might not have noticed at first, and then over time all of a sudden realized that you had met a very profound, inspiring teacher? You may have run into this person and kind of thought nothing of it really at first, or maybe you attended a class or something, and then all of a sudden it dawned on you that this was someone that had a profound wisdom, something that they could really offer you that really helped you shift your life, transform your life into a whole new level of performance and fulfillment. Well, I think we've all had that experience, and I know for myself, my amazing guest today fits that bill perfectly for me in my life. Let me tell you the story of how I came to know Sadie Nardini, who is joining us today. Before I introduce her, I just have to share that a few years ago, I had one of those moments that I think we can all connect with, where I would wake up in the morning with profound back pain and high anxiety, and I would go to the gym, and I would do the things that all of us typically do to try to make it go away, and for some reason it wasn't getting better. And one day, a very close friend of mine said, "You know, Jeff, you should try yoga." And I thought, well, I'm probably a little too old for that, but I was willing to try anything. So I found my way to this yoga class in New York, and I ran into this amazing teacher who, I have to say, at first was daunting to me. She was a little bit too young, a little bit too beautiful, a little bit too wise, and obviously too fit for me at the time. But to make a long story short, I came to love yoga. I came to find that it not only transformed the way that I thought about my life and helped me lose my back pain and reconnect to my core in a way that I had just never seen before, but connecting to Sadie Nardini as a teacher was really an extraordinary experience, because Sadie has a way of connecting the mind, the body, the heart, and the soul in her teaching and in her speaking that was profoundly impactful for me. And later on, I went on to write a book about how to move through fear and how to reinvent your life. And yoga became a very big part of that. And I am so excited to say that I have Sadie here today to talk to us about her unique experience in developing her approach to yoga and her approach to life, which she calls living fiercely. And Sadie is going to tell us all about that and all about the wonderful book that she wrote called Road Trip Guide, Your Road Trip Guide to the Soul, which, if you haven't read it, is an extraordinary journey, really how she reinvented herself along her path. Sadie is what she calls, and I think is safe to say, an ultimate wellness expert. She's the founder of her own brand of vinyasa yoga called Vinyasa Strength Core Yoga. She teaches internationally and is really well on her way to becoming a celebrity yoga instructor and teacher. She writes for Yoga Journal and Glamour and Elle and a whole lot of other very, very well-known magazines. She has a whole series of DVDs, so I have to say that even when I can't get to a class with Sadie, I still bring her into my home on a regular basis. So if you want to, we'll give you all the information to connect with Sadie, but suffice to say that her classes are extraordinary, her wisdom is wise, and her DVDs bring her right into your home. So I am thrilled to have Sadie with me today to talk about how to live life fiercely. Hey, Sadie.
Hey, Dr. J. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I am so excited to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here. Wow, what a great introduction. I could just, let's say that again, will you? We could always use a little bit of that boost, I think. It's nice to hear from other people that you've impacted them so much.
I mean, it's all true because I can remember my first step onto the yoga mat. And needless to say, it was a ginger step. It wasn't easy for me. And, you know, it was your particular brand of persistence and gentleness, I think, it was the combination that convinced me that it was worth sticking it out and ultimately even becoming a certified yoga instructor through your programs. And now I take that brand of yoga wherever I go in my own workshops and retreats. And, I think the question I have to ask you to start with is, you know, for you personally, what does it mean to live fiercely?
That's a great question. And, you know, I think a lot of people come into the yoga class, especially at first, feeling like it's going to be a good workout or it will do something for the body, like, you know, stretch you out or detox you or give you nice abs or whatever. And in fact, that's why I came into yoga too. So I know that feeling. But what happens after a while is you realize that what you're doing in every yoga pose on the mat is exactly the same pattern or restriction or freedom that you exhibit in every moment of your life off the mat too, and the other 23 hours of the day that we're not practicing yoga. And so for me, living fiercely means that I'm aligned as much as I can be in every moment, that I'm trying to line up with the best of who I am and break through those resistances that really kind of want to drag me down and turn me into the worst that I can be. So each moment is this kind of walking meditation, you know, through
right.
that kind of that stream and all these directions that we can take with everything to say, right now, you know, I have a mantra that I've come up with, and it's very simple, and it says, it is what it is, now what are you going to do about it?
<That's great. laughs>
And I find it works in all sorts of situations. So for me, living fiercely means living from my center, living from my truth, compromising when I need to, but not over-compromising so that I'm not happy or I'm not able to be myself around certain people or in certain situations. I really try to be stubborn enough to find those new spots where I can expand and I can be fully who I am. And I think that's what it is. When you really light on fire and start leading
right.
by example, that's pretty fierce.
Yeah, I mean, I love that. I think that I'll always remember there was this moment when I was trying to do my very first handstand, probably second or third try, actually. And I was really struggling with it. And I remember that you spoke to the class and you spoke to me very directly about how what we run up against in our bodies, the resistance we feel in our body is a metaphor mm-hmm. for all the places that we feel fear or anxiety or stuckness in our lives. And, you know, it was like this eye-opening moment when I came to see that what I was up against and feeling that sense of humiliation and oh my God, I can't do this, that shows up in all different parts of my life. It was really a very profound connection that, in fact, I wound up using in my book, where I try to connect people with listening to what's going on in the body in different ways. So, you know, I just want to thank you for that. It was really, I think that's one of the things that you do in your work that's really profound, is connecting people from the physical to the other aspects of their lives.
Thank you. And, you know, having read your book and really appreciating it, I see so many parallels. And it's really, it's universal wisdom, isn't it? Just coming through our personal experience and our different voices. And at the root of everything is the question, I think, of whether you're going to choose to become a victim of the moment or a master. And
right.
that's a victim mentality or a master mentality. Like if we can have a victim mentality about things, why can't we switch it and become and develop a master mentality? And so even if you are working on a handstand, the story can be, I can't do this, I'm not strong enough, I'm not flexible enough. You know, Gumby Lisa over there can do it just fine, and here's me
right.
in the context.
Exactly.
I'm not doing so well. And that can be really self-defeating and disempowering. So
yeah.
where I find fierceness grows and where we can kind of fuel our own fire that way is to look at our situations and realize we have one of two choices, really. Do I want to let this take me down, me take myself down within it, or are there tools that I can kind of grab from my own inner toolbox to use in this moment, new perspectives, new decisions, new...
Right. That's great. We're going to... Let's take our first break, and when we come back, let's dig into that toolbox, because I think,
sure.
You know, not only do you teach it in your classes, but in your books, so I think it would be great to share with our listeners a bunch of tools that they can put in place to shift from that victim to master way of seeing. So you are listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and I am with celebrity yoga teacher and wise woman Sadie Nardini, and we will be right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
In the last 30 years, over 1 million people have gone from busy and a bit overweight to busy enjoying life, having lost weight using MetaFast products. The Take Shape for Life program has taken that success of MetaFast meals even further with a free certified health coach and a realistic and simple plan. You're not fixing a problem. You're on a journey to optimal health. Learn more. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
And we're back. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and I am Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am in dialogue today with my great teacher and mentor, Sadie Nardini, and we were just about to dig into some of the tools that Sadie teaches when she does her retreats and workshops. But I realized that I want to step back a little bit before we do that and have Sadie share with us a little bit of her journey, because, you know, she's obviously been on her own personal and spiritual path for many years. And we all know there are lots of different kinds of yoga out there and different types of physical exercise programs. And Sadie has come to develop her own unique kind of synthesis, I think, of the best of Eastern philosophy and yogic principles. And so I want Sadie to share with us a little bit about how she came to develop her own approach to yoga. So Sadie, maybe go back a little bit and kind of tell us, how did you enter into the yoga world and then ultimately develop your own unique approach?
Well, when I was in my teens, I was actually pre-yoga struck down by some mystery illness. It seemed to attack my central nervous system. So I was basically bedridden on and off for about 2 years.
Wow.
And those are really formative years to be in bed and not know what's going on. And the doctors could figure it out. And so my mom had done this crazy, embarrassing thing in front of me since I was little called yoga. And I was just, you know, first it was that thing where I was like, Mom, quit it. My friends are over. But she realized that maybe yoga with the breathing and the central nervous system balancing and stretches and things could maybe help my body, but also my emotional state and my energy, because I would constantly have panic attacks as my nervous system was thrown off. I had trouble breathing and all of these things. So my first yoga practice was really therapeutic. And as I got stronger, because I practiced little bits, tiny little steps, tinier than, you know, anyone who would normally walk into a yoga studio with any modicum of strength ready to try something. I wasn't there at all. So when I got strong enough over about 5 more years to do a more workout style yoga, I found one, and it was just really interesting and empowering for me to be able to get on a mat and do anything like a chair pose or a warrior pose. Those just blew my mind, because I didn't ever think I would be able to do something like that. So it's funny that you say when you walked into class, you saw this really strong, young, fit, probably, you know, hyper teacher ready to rock the handstand with you, you know, because
that's
right. That is not where I came from. However, the reason I started my style is because I saw a lot in the yoga community of giving and offering, a lot of heart-based, community-based, give-out kind of messages, which is fine and necessary. But
right.
At the same time, I didn't hear a lot of, you know, it's okay to give back to yourself. It's okay to really stand in your own power, and in fact to keep some of your life energy for yourself, for your dreams, for your goals, and to be the change you want to see in the world, you've got to have some energy to even be awake,
right.
You know, much less be vital. So how could I create a style of yoga that helped people do what I did, which was really self-contain more, so I wasn't draining all of my life force out, so I wasn't constantly fatigued and didn't know who I was or what I wanted. So I could nourish myself on all levels. That's my style of yoga. To do that, I had to turn a lot of the poses inside out and teach backwards from some people. Like, I see a lot of expression first, so my style is based
right.
from the ground.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, which is where I built it. I know the ground well because I had to crawl everywhere for a while instead
wow.
of walk. So I got very intimate with the ground. And when you build things from that ground up, you pass through that core, that center of you, when you can still align to it. And that's the pelvis and spine in yoga terms. But then the expression is so natural, so organic and light, you might have to have a bent leg for 5 years in triangle pose, but you're going to feel like you're in full triangle. You'll just feel your own power coursing through your veins, and you'll keep some of it as well. So for me, that's really, that's exciting, and also the other half of our yoga practice, not just giving out, but giving in.
Right. Yeah, I think that's where I became very moved by the speaking that you would do in your classes that would connect people with like how they're operating in their lives, maybe overworking or being a heavy duty caretaker and always trying to, you know, be perfect for their partner, whoever it is, and coming into the yoga class and realizing that, you know, you have to go into your core. You have to really restore the energy within yourself and get centered and get grounded and really focus on self-care before you can give out to the world in any big way. And I think that was something that was extremely helpful for me. And, you know, there's a conversation we have in our culture about being selfish versus self-care. And I have to say that you really spoke to that beautifully for me. I mean, I wound up writing in my book a chapter on reverence. And, you know, one of the core themes of that chapter is that, you know, we have to learn to have reverence for ourselves, for our bodies, for our physical and emotional and mental needs. And so often, you know, we kind of take a back seat. And so I just want to thank you. I think that it was like a huge wake-up call for me that I know I didn't crawl into your class, but it felt that way, you know, having had extreme lower back pain. And those people that focus on the body and like the symbolism of the body, lower back and abdominal area is really that area for security and for safety and for holding, containing yourself. And so often that's like the place we don't pay any attention to. So I know that in your practice, it's like the core becomes the center, both of the physical and of the mental thinking, right?
Yes, and I feel 98 at least percent of every yoga pose is really an interplay between the foundation, which is really a metaphor for being present, for being grounded in the now and the reality of what's going on. Right, and then it is what it is, the first part of my little simple mantra, one of my tools right now. And then the core, which means how does your foundation, your presence interplay with who you are, your knowledge about yourself, and your understanding that aside from what anyone else outside of you chooses to do, you're going to be okay, you will endure, and you're enough. And once you really lock into that, once you really open to that, everything else happens. You become free. This is how we gain independence and then interdependence with others, not by loving more and doing more for other people so they appreciate us more and we feel more satisfied from the outside, but from working on that core relationship with ourselves so we are more satisfied. We self-generate that.
Yeah.
I see a difference between selfishness and self-centeredness.
Right, beautiful. Yeah.
That's my polarity. So I want to play with that spectrum.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you on that. And you know, before we go on the next break, I was just thinking about another wonderful moment of teaching that I had in your class, which was, you know, one of the things you love to do when you teach is to get people to sweat. And I always have this image of like being in Down Dog and the liquid is flowing down my face and it's on the tip of my nose and I'm so frustrated and I'm thinking, oh my God, I hate this. Oh my God, I hate this. And, you know, you were just bringing into the whole environment of the class this idea of self-acceptance, like coming up against that pain or of that frustration and just saying, hey, you know what? You'll survive. It is what it is. It's all okay. And all of a sudden, if you allow yourself to just accept what's there, you find yourself on the other side of it.
That's the first step.
Yeah. And I think, in fact, that's one of the important steps in making that shift from what we were talking before, from that victim stance to a more masterful stance. And it's about creating that space of acceptance of just kind of saying, you know what? This isn't life or death. This is a bunch of sweat rolling off your face.
Exactly. It's not a lion coming to eat you and your children.
No, but it's a
uncomfortable sensation.
Yeah, but you know, we can get into, it's very easy to get into a very, that's like what anxiety is 90% of the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of my clients immediately want to banish the anxiety. And of course, our culture loves them to do that with pharmaceuticals and chocolate and all sorts of other things.
Yes.
And, you know, I think one of the key first practices that I learned in yoga was like take a breath and just be with what's present,
mm-hmm.
and allow it to just flow through you, because it never stays the same. It always changes.
Exactly. If you can embrace what's going on, which is the hardest lesson to learn sometimes, instead of resisting and fighting it, if you fight it, it will fight you back. Because it's you trying to teach yourself how to come to center. So the more you fight that teaching, the bigger that teacher is going to get. Until
right.
you finally surrender and accept what is. Once you can do that, then you can move on to the next part. Now what am I going to do about it?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. I love that. So we're going to take another break, and when we come back, let's dive into the tool set and some of your thoughts on, you know, how to get from the mat to your life. So you're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and we will be right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am talking today with Sadie Nardini, a ultimate wellness expert and the founder of Core Strength Vinyasa Yoga. And Sadie and I were just talking about this distinction between what sometimes our culture likes to call being selfish and what we're focusing on, which is really just a shift in perspective towards self-care, towards being self-centered or being centered in yourself. And I want to get into some of the wisdom and practices and principles that Sadie brings not only just to the yoga mat, but also in her teaching and in her writing. There's, you know, her particular approach, I think, has resonated with me, and I wrote about it in my book, that whether you step into a yoga class or whether you're walking into your office in the morning, I think we all carry a lot these days of stress and sometimes feeling overwhelmed and maybe physical ailment or fear about our finances or whatever it happens to be. And I think that Sadie has kind of a unique perspective in that she brings knowledge of the East and integrates it with some of the cultural principles from the West. And so Sadie, you know, jump in here and share with our listeners, when people come into your class and they're all feeling stressed out and not taking care of themselves, where's the place that you like to start with people?
Well, I really first like to start by giving them permission to give themselves permission to take more care of themselves, because sometimes you need to hear that from someone else to remind yourself that, you know, oh, yeah, that's okay and that's what I need. So when your yoga teacher is telling you, you know what, it's okay for you to need to nourish and need time for yourself and space alone, even if you've got kids that you love and partners you love and friends that want and need you and responsibilities, you're not a bad person if you need to just take moments solely for yourself, even when there's a million things to do. We've got to make that time and space, and that's not only okay, it's necessary for your sanity and your spiritual growth and your physical health. So I start with saying, look, this is okay. Now, what do you need?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then from there, we can put into this person's life things that nourish them, because it's easy to tell when someone's off balance. We've all had this feeling. We're exhausted. We're frazzled. We're getting anxious because we're off our center. And emotionally, we know when we're off center. We know when we're not taking care of ourselves. We trigger our own abandonment complexes sometimes.
Absolutely.
I think. When we leave ourselves out in the cold to just kind of wither without proper food, without proper attention. And it's really important. One of the best tools that I found is to look at that core relationship with ourselves as a love affair, as maybe our soulmate that we've been looking for all along. And if we met that soulmate, which we have, it's inside of us,
right,
how would we treat it? And are we loving ourselves as well as we would love this ultimate soulmate from outside that came into our lives, that we found, you know? And usually the answer is no when we're honest with ourselves.
Yeah, in fact, I think it's the other way around. The culture and the social impetus is to look for that outside of yourself, right?
Oh,
to try to find the perfect boyfriend or girlfriend.
Websites. I don't see any websites devoted to finding out what your compatibility is with yourself.
Right.
What things you're really about and what your core message is and your core values. I don't see much devoted to that. I've never paid, you know, $29.95 a month to know myself better online, except now with my yoga websites, I guess I do. But, you know, this is the shift in perspective you're talking about, from outer to inner, from victim, from letting everyone else dictate how you're going to look at yourself and feel every day, to regaining control of that by saying, I choose my perspective. I choose to say no sometimes as much as I say yes. So I'm balancing that tendency to give out until I burn out with giving back in and keeping my own fire lit. That's so important, but I find, you know, 9 times out of 10, if a client is stressed and feeling unnerved and ungrounded and not sure what to do next, they are not taking their own inner counsel, and they're not treating themselves with as much respect and love and compassion as they are trying to do for everyone else.
Right.
Yeah,
and
so
I think
you can't
this
do it for
one
yourself,
of
you can't do it for others, by the way.
Right. No, in fact, you'll do it with others. Ultimately, that leads to resentment and other unpleasant interactions with other people. So,
yeah, so we need to really turn that around, literally turn it inside out and stop relying on other people to give us what we can give ourselves all the time, because no one can save you, no one can keep you safe 100% of the time. And when we start expecting that, we start getting really disappointed in everyone else. We start stressing and living in their lives and all the things that you write about and talk about. So, you know, one of the biggest tools is to find those ways, top 5 or 10 ways that you could love your life even more, and then make those things happen in your life. Little or big. You know, yoga class, art class, learn to play guitar, take walks in the park, take a bath every night, you know, 15 minutes mom time.
Yep.
Anything that you need to do that you just love and that nourishes you, you know, switch a little bit of your diet, switch that sugary hot chocolate breakfast that you drink every morning at Starbucks, Sadie, I'm talking to myself right now, to something...
I'm not sure I'm ready to do that one, but, you know.
I mean, we all have things to do and things to learn, and nobody's perfect, and I hope nobody's trying to be. It's stressful. But we can look at things and say, hey, you know what? Where could I shift?
Yeah. I think that one of the things that's really profound about the work that you do that I know really made a huge difference for me, because I was a gym bunny for many years, and you know, and going into the yoga world, I think it's very popular now, and a lot of people are doing it, and I entered into that sphere fundamentally thinking I was going to get in better shape and help my back problems and things like that. And I think I was very, very blessed by the universe to find you as a teacher, because I think that what I learned and what I try to remember now and what I wrote about is so much more than just being in good shape. I mean, yeah, it's great to take care of your body, but I think that one of the tools that you point to in your work is reflecting that the body is like a reflection. It's like a mirror of what's going on in your life. And that, you know, some of the practices that I learned in yoga, just about centering, just about breathing with an open heart, very, very simple things. Sitting up straight in my chair, for example, is something that I didn't do for decades.
Yeah.
And yeah, literally, I mean, I'd be hunched over in my chair in front of the computer, and then, you know, lo and behold, I have lower back pain. It's like, hello.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think one of the things that you do is you connect people to their body in a different way. It's like the body is a wise teacher. And I mean, maybe you can speak a little bit more about that in terms of people coming into your classes and some of the practices that you find really shift the way people are with their body.
Yeah, well, you know, I can look at your practice, anyone, and know that that's how they live off the mat. I see a lot of this, for example, people coming in and just trying to overpower and death grip every single pose to make it happen. And I know that they're that controlling in their lives. And you know what that does? It shuts them down. It makes them heavy. It doesn't give them that sense of empowerment, but they get it done. At what cost, though? They've just used 10 times more energy than was actually needed. So that's a way to leak energy.
Right.
And the outer body gets very defensive and hard, and the inner body stays kind of disconnected. So that's not a true source of strength. So another type of practice is someone who's just kind of in a state of giving up all the time, very passive, very just hanging out, not really trying to progress. And that, outside of the practice, translates into somebody who has that victim mentality, who doesn't see their part or their ability to transform things or shift things in the direction that they want to go that doesn't have that inside-out kind of view of life or direction. So I take someone who's over strong in the practice, and I try to soften that outer body movement and bring them to their inner muscles, the ones close to the spine or the skeleton. And then I take that person who's more passive and kind of wilting in the practice, and I re-strengthen their outer body and their inner body in equal measure. So now we've got someone who, you know, is kind of more centered and balanced, both of those. I see those two all the time, some kind of polarity of way overdoing it or way underdoing it. And the practice of yoga and living is really to find all those places where you're leaking energy or you're not engaging enough in your own life and your process, and to rebalance those so you can come to center most of the time.
That's great.
That's a powerful place to be.
Yeah, and I think there are some very simple ways, even if you're not in a yoga class, there are some very simple things that I know you do in your classes to help people get centered, really, even sitting on an airplane or on the train or anything. So when we come back, we're going to take a break again, unfortunately. And when we come back, Sadie, let's talk about practices that would be useful for people, whether they're on a mat or anywhere in their life. So you're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and we will be right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. With CRA, we are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise. Unveil the power of the divine feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Dr. Jeffrey Hull on Life Shifting with Dr. J, and I am so excited to have Sadie Nardini here. She is our ultimate wellness expert and the founder of Core Strength Vinyasa Yoga, and a best-selling author, and a big-time blogger, and an international traveler, and somehow she holds it all together and stays grounded and center and attends to her self-care and her core. And I think in this last few minutes, Sadie, what I'd love to have you do is, you know, share with listeners, maybe for people who are thinking about getting on a yoga mat but maybe haven't made it yet, or have some hesitancy. You know, there are some wonderful, simple, fiery practices that I think you can do from anywhere that I know really shift my day, you know, when I do them. So I'm curious as to what you would recommend to people.
Well, first of all, let's just make sure we get in a couple of moves that I know anyone can do from anywhere, because you're going to see how yoga can really shift your mood, shift your energy, and help you get back to center. And I want you to feel that first, and then we can talk about some other things. One thing I would recommend, my favorite pose, is to sit on the chair or on a couch or on the floor if you can, or even in the bed, and cross-legged, elevate your hips on a pillow or two if that's a lot for you. Place your hands, one on each knee, and then simply inhale and arch your spine so your chest puffs out and your back rounds a little, or your back arches a little bit more. And then exhale through the nose and round the back completely, chin towards your chest. And just do that for a while, maybe 2-3 minutes. Inhale, arch the back. Exhale, curl the back. Inhale and exhale through the nose very slowly, because we're not working out too much. And this will help to really calm you down if you're over agitated. If you're starting to feel anxious, it can bring your central nervous system back into balance. It detoxes you. It gets your digestion going, and it brings a lot of healing oxygen into your body. So that pose is just an all-around great, you know, one-size-fits-all kind of brilliant moment. Also, whenever you're sitting in your office chair, you might try just planting your feet on the floor and getting your butt up off the chair just a couple of inches, just to activate those legs a little bit and remind you that you're on the ground.
I'm doing it right now.
What's that? You want to do it right now? You're doing it?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Nice. And then you can reach your arms up in the air. We call that chair pose. So you're sitting there as if you're in a chair, but you're not. And after about... depends. My first chair pose lasted about 8 seconds. It was extremely challenging for me, but you might go longer. When you're ready, you just simply kick that chair away a little bit, and you bend the knees, and you put two fists in each elbow crease, just a fist in the elbow crease, and you bend over. And you take a little nice, yummy forward bend to release that low back tension that happens as we sit there for hours every day. So you're activating the legs, putting the legs and pelvis back together nicely, getting that energized grounding feeling. And then you're just, wow, you're pouring over, and you're letting some of that neck and spine and back tension go, shoulders just drip down. Beautiful. You know, those simple moves go a long way. You can shift your moment in 1 or 2 minutes. You don't have to go to a huge class, put your spandex on, get all dressed, and roll your mat up and journey into class. But eventually you do want to do a little bit more, because exercise changes your life. We all know that.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right. I love that. No, those are great. You know, you're reminding me of I saw you on, I think it was Good Morning America. Were you on early in the morning? And you were doing this like 3-minute how to shift your life into high gear when you first get out of bed. Do you remember doing that?
I do. I was in a bed.
It was so awesome.
I remember it well. Yeah, wake up with yoga. You know, I have over 200 free videos on YouTube. Anyone can go to YouTube, type in Sadie Nardini, and watch a ton of stuff. Wake up with yoga, go to sleep with yoga, workout, 30-minute workout, everything for beginners and up. So, you know, you don't have to be intimidated. A lot of people think it's all or nothing with exercise or yoga or diet or de-stressing. And when one thing falls apart, everything falls apart. But it's really, it's like a necklace. You build it bead by bead, moment by moment. And every time you can make a decision that works in favor of your health and centering instead of against it, you've done a really great thing for yourself. They add up. So just keep kind of pulling and seeing where you can find these little moments of self-nourishing. And you can find them online as you're working and take that breath break and then go back to work refreshed and more productive. You know, your boss will thank you and they'll thank me too.
That's right. No, it's great. So, you know, we only have a few more minutes, and I want desperately to get your advice on something.
Sure.
And that is, what do you say to the middle-aged guys who, you know, I have a number of corporate clients, mostly men, and I mean, I don't want to single them out because some women fit into this category, but, you know, I know when I first did yoga 5 years ago, I was like one of the only guys in the class, and there were two or three of us, and the women in the class were all happy to see us. But these days, I think it's, you know, you see a lot more men, but what do you tell some guy who kind of rolls his eyes when you say to them, you know, you really could benefit from a yoga class? What's your tip?
My tip is usually to say, hey, buddy, there's a room full of attractive women, fit women, interesting, beautiful women who aren't drinking, and you're telling me that you don't want to go for any reason? Are you crazy? That's what I tell them, and I'm sorry,
yeah, but
we
meet. But you know they don't. They don't want to look bad, right? You know, that's the only other thing, right?
So I know, but if men knew how endearing it is when they do allow themselves to be less than perfect for us, it gives us our own permission to be less than perfect. It's very wonderful, and when they know that they can come in and they can fall around the drunken sailor if they want to, and you know what, the person next to them will do it in the next pose. It's a democratic practice. It's for everybody, and really nobody's noticing you because they're so deep in just trying to stand up in tree pose. They're not paying attention anyway. So we get over ourselves in yoga practice, which is one of the healthiest things that achievement-oriented people can do. Because there's never a time when you're going to do enough or be enough or complete enough or achieve enough. So being able to laugh at yourself and sometimes let go of that image is just really, really healing and healthy for most people.
Totally. Yeah, no, that's really great. Before I let you go, because we only have a couple more minutes, I love the idea that people can find you on YouTube, but I also want to help you make a living. I mean, you have some amazing things that people do have to pay for, but they're worth it. So your website is www.sadienardini.com, and they can find DVDs and your book there and on Amazon. Any other ways that you'd like people to find you?
Well, if you're on Facebook, I have a conversation there all day, every day, and that's Facebook. It's www.facebook.com/ Sadie Yoga. Sadie Yoga. So you can find me on Facebook, or my website has all of that. But, you know, interact with me. Let me know what your questions are. And we have a great dialogue going on all the time about this stuff. So you can ask me anything, and when I can, I'll answer.
Well, I hope people will track you down. I know that you've had a profound and wonderful, amazing impact on my life. And I want to thank you for joining us on the radio today. And I have to say, when I first started doing the radio show, you were like one of the very first guests I wanted to have, and it's taken me a while to track you down, but I've been thrilled to have you. So thanks,
my
Sadie.
My pleasure.
I hope to see you in person sometime very soon. And I hope you'll join me again next week when I am going to have another amazing guest, and this time it is someone who calls herself a goddess coach. So if you have any idea what that will get us into, stay tuned. Join me next week at 5 o'clock on Monday afternoon and anytime on transformationtalkradio.com. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and you're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and have a fabulous week, everyone. Good night.